I love Mondays because we get to talk to Megan Barth, the ReaganBabe.com, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Megan, first of all, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to ask you, the president said, in fact, my smartphone's been going off like crazy this morning. He says in 48 hours he's going to have a response to the alleged Syrian gas attacks. My question is, what should that response be? Should it be military? Should it be shock and awe? What should it be? And by the way, is Syria worth getting into a war for?
Well, that's a big question to start off this Monday, isn't it, Kevin? So we look at Syria and we say, geez, would we have been in the mess we are in now if Barack Obama hadn't continually moved the red lines? Much as we look like Iran. Iran just said they were going to start up their nuclear reactors again. I guess that $200 billion of unmarked cash we gave them is really helping them along. Iran and Syria and Russia are the trifecta here. And so if we do anything, so there were reports late last night as I was getting ready for bed that there were strikes on some military bases in Syria. It was reported they were U.S. strikes. The Pentagon denies that this morning. It looks like they might be Israeli strikes. I think we really need to lean on our allies very strongly and create a space within Syria that allows the refugees to seek refuge so we don't have another migrant crisis endangering the lives of not only the Syrian refugees, but also potentially, should ISIS breach those lines, endanger the lives of the host countries. And so we will see what Donald Trump does. I never try to guess what he does. I mean, let's not forget that he dropped the mother of all bombs already, and he also threw, 69 Tomahawk missiles, dropped 69 Tomahawk missiles on them before. So I would expect a pretty swift and serious response, and I just don't know if that's going to come directly from us or whether we're going to lean on our allies.
You know, Megan, what I hate about this whole Syrian conflict is I don't like any of the players. I don't like the Russians. I don't like the Syrians. Nope. I don't like the rebels, for crying out loud, and we're probably arming all of them.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a mess. And, again, we inherited this mess because of the feckless and reckless foreign policy of the last 8 years under Barack Obama. He was more concerned about overthrowing Netanyahu and overthrowing Gaddafi and overthrowing Mubarak and creating a massive amount of instability. He didn't want to meddle in the Iranian elections. Oh, no. He didn't want to touch those when the Green Movement, the Western pro-democracy Green Movement, rose up in response to the fraudulent Mullah elections. Didn't want to meddle in that election, no, but he wanted to meddle in Israel. So, look, we aren't going to clean up this mess in 4 years under Donald Trump. We'll hopefully clean it up in 8 years, but we're only going to have a chance to continue to clean up the mess if we get out en masse this midterm election and ensure that no Democrat takes the power back in the Congress, because they will stop any progress, reverse any progress, including the tax cuts that this president has already made and promised.
Let me ask you, we've got dire predictions from people like Frank Luntz and others that there's going to be a blue wave. Do you believe in that blue wave at all? I mean, do you believe that Democrats are going to rise up and turn the nation blue again?
Well, look, they are going to get out the vote like they have never done before. And let's not forget that they are registering voters at every single given opportunity, every march, every rally. They've got billions of dollars behind voter registration, which dirties the voting rolls. That is their goal, is dirty rolls lead to dirty elections. And so they will lie, cheat, and steal. They will bus. They will early vote. They will late vote. They will deceased vote. They will vote come hell or high water, and even bus people across state lines. And this is why I stress that it is so extraordinarily important that we took the midterms in 2012 and ripped Barack Obama and the Democrats of their power. We again had another red wave surge in 2014. 2018 is just as important as the national election in 2016, if not more important. Because if the Democrats get control, I don't care if it's on your school board, I don't care if it's in the judiciary, I don't care if it's for dog catcher, but if Nancy Pelosi takes the gavel again or Chucky Schumer takes the gavel again, it will be nonstop smear campaigns, public attacks, impeachment proceedings, and trying to subvert the will of the American people in the 2016 election. If any Democrat tells you that they're a moderate, they don't want to confiscate guns, they want to keep guns, they're liars. Because they will go along with wherever the power lies. And right now, with this Democrat Party, the party lies with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
I want to ask you, because we had Victor Jenks on, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and over the weekend, he was writing about the integrity of the vote, the potential for voter fraud. Do you still worry in the year 2018? I mean, you better than anybody in this state have shown a light on the possibility of voter fraud, a lack of voter integrity. Are you confident that the votes will be counted, that people that are eligible will vote?
Let me answer it this way. Has anything been done to clean up our voter rolls? Yes, there has. There's been two large purges, very, very large purges, in the tens of thousands have been purged from our voter rolls since October. There was another large purge just done, I think, last week.
63,000, by the
way. Right. And so I think that brings the number, I'll have to double check my numbers, to over 100,000 people were purged from the rolls in just the last 6 months.
Wow.
So, right. So Donald Trump only lost the state by 27,000. Many of our Republican incumbents up and down, the ballot lost by a couple hundred, 1,000, 2,000. It only takes one vote to swing an election. So there has been absolutely zero done in ensuring that illegal aliens are not on our rolls, because they can't do anything about it. We're on the honor system here in Nevada, and 46 states are on the honor system. We literally rely on an illegal alien to come forward, either when he wants to become naturalized or perhaps when he just has some good conscience all of a sudden. And he has to come forward to the registrar and say, I registered to vote, but I'm illegal. That is the integrity of our election. It relies on a person who is illegally here, who should not be here, who was given a voter registration form at the DMV.
Wow.
The Secretary of State cannot check citizenship. The registrar's office cannot check citizenship. And we rely on an honor system.
Well, and by the way, we're going to be voting in November on this initiative let people, everybody goes to DMV will end up getting registered unless they opt out.
Right. And how do you think California turned into a one-party state? See, the incrementalism, which is called progressive, is to first give illegal aliens driver's licenses, and that somehow is supposed to be good for insurance companies and for drivers, blah, blah. Then the second step is, that's not enough. Now we have to make sure that everyone's getting automatically registered at the DMV. So now you've got the illegal aliens. This is what they did in California. I witnessed it with my two eyes, and that's why I'm trying to be the Paul Revere here in this state. The Democrats here are like the California Democrats across the state line. And like Jackie Rosen, she's going to campaign with Jane Fonda and do a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. And you see all of these Marxist Democrats that got sworn in 2 years ago into this state. They all got their pocketbooks out. They all got their pockets open, their purses open, to the radical left-wing Marxist Democrats in California that have turned that state into a third-world hellhole. That is the dream of the Democrat Party in Nevada, to make it like the California hellhole. And they will do it, and they will try to get that question passed. And it is up to us. Every single independent voter, every single registered Republican voter, and every single person who might be on the fence, who might be wringing their hands saying, well, are they conservative enough? We have to make sure that Democrats do not hold power in this state, or this will be our last chance to save it from turning into the California of the desert.
The People's Republic of California. More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, it is live and local now. Of course, don't forget SoCal, too, in the Coachella Valley. Kevin Wall, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on the City National Bank guest hotline. And I've got to ask you, because coming up tomorrow, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook fame, the founder and CEO, is going to testify on Capitol Hill. He's meeting with individual senators today. First of all, do you understand what everybody's up in arms about? I'm absolutely convinced Facebook and anybody else out there knows whether Megan Barth uses a single-ply or two-ply toilet paper, drinks Coke or Diet Coke. They know everything about us. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal was is that they helped a company called Cambridge Analytica, who used their data in order to help the Trump campaign. And don't you know that's a mortal sin? It wasn't a mortal sin when Barack Obama's campaign, Organizing for Action, or Organizing for America in 2012, did it. As a matter of fact, they got all of that data for free. And they were given that data exclusively. That data was not shared with the Republican Party. The New York Times in 2012 called the Barack Obama campaign digital mastermind. So all of this has been going on that helped Barack Obama win the 2012 election, whereby they captured over 100 million Facebook profiles.
Wow. Wow.
And the New York Times called them a digital mastermind. But now all of a sudden the legislators are up in arms because this data was now shared with an outsider.
Now let me ask you, how tough do you think those congresspeople, those committee members will be on Mark Zuckerberg, who I always thought he was a liberal guy? Is he not a liberal guy?
Of course he was a liberal guy. The only reason that Facebook shared exclusively that data with the Barack Obama campaign, according to someone on the campaign who was tweeting about it furiously, said that they did so because Facebook was on Obama's side. And seeing what Facebook has done and what other large tech companies have done, like Google and Twitter, is that they've changed their algorithms. So believe it when the Democrats, if they are willing to take your guns, they are willing to take your voice. They will either do it through voter fraud or they will do it through their partners in the tech companies, the fascists that they are, by suppressing conservative speech. They tried to by passing the Fairness Doctrine. You remember that, Kevin, being a talk radio
sure.
for as long as you've been. They couldn't do it legislatively, so they started tinkering by weaponizing government agencies and also finding the tech companies that were on their side, whereby Facebook just called two black conservative Trump supporters, dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah. Diamond and silk.
So the danger to the community is actually the suppression of speech. And how the tech companies are doing that is changing the algorithm. So, for example, when I used to or when I do research projects, right, research voter fraud, let's say, and I would put in Obama voter fraud, I would get hits through Google search results from, I don't know, Gateway Pundit, Zero Hedge, Drudge Report, and just a variety of media, Investments Business Daily, et cetera. Now I do that search, I get the New York Times, Washington Post, the LA Times, and then maybe a Reuters maybe the AP, and then I will get like some random blog from some vegan in Portland.
Oh God! I've only got 2 minutes, and I want to get this in. We have a new report from the Congressional Budget Office. Projects the deficits and the national debt will rise dramatically in coming years. Now we also have a story that President Trump wants to repeal at least portions of the $1.3 trillion spending bill. I know you and I railed about it. Everybody that's a conservative railed about it. And it looks like maybe the president's willing to admit that he made a mistake. Is this a good move or a bad move, this idea of rescission?
I think it's great. I think it's a good move. I don't think that he should do anything that is predictable. I don't think that he should do anything that has been historically done by the do-nothing Republicans, the moderate Republicans who helped and actually funded Obamacare. Let's not forget it was the Republican House who funded Obamacare to make it a reality. So anyway, he can choke that chicken would be a good idea. And let's keep in mind that the Democrat platform for 2018 is basically three planks. Raise taxes, so repeal all the Trump tax cuts, creating more instability in the consumer market, creating more instability in the corporate market. Number two, open the borders, because you know what? We have to raise taxes in order to pay for the protection of all the illegal aliens that are here and that will come. So open borders and gun confiscation. That is the Democrat platform, no matter if the Democrat is running for dog catcher or if they're running for state senate. So we need to make sure that we man the polls, and that we turn out at the polls like we did in 2016, like we did in 2012, and like we did in 2010.
Megan, as always, great to have you with us. If folks want to know more about where you're going to be, when you're going to be, what medium you're going to be on, talk a little bit about where they can find you.
ReaganBabe.com is my website. There's a media schedule there. And ReaganBabe on Facebook and at ReaganBabe on Twitter.
I love it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week, Megan.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com.